Welcome everyone to Sonya Podcast. We're talking today about a judge telling a 72-year-old man who has cancer that he should be ashamed of himself after he said he was too weak to keep up with the lawn. So, Burhan Chow Hurry of Hamtramck, Michigan told a judge he had been too weak to clean up his yard. Judge Alexis G. Croc said he should be ashamed and that she would give him jail time if she could. Chow Hurry's son said he usually helps his dad with the yard, but he was out of the country. So this judge berated a 72-year-old man on Monday after he told her he had failed to keep up with the maintenance of his yard because his cancer treatments made him very weak. So here's a video where he is speaking. He is struggling to breathe. As you're going to be able to hear, he's struggling to breathe as he is explaining his situation to 31st District Judge Alexis G. Crocs. She said, "You should be ashamed of yourself," Crocs could be heard saying in the video. "If I could give you jail time, I would." She then issued him a $100 fine, adding, "You're got to get that cleaned up. That is totally inappropriate." The man's son, Shabir Chowhury, 33, who appeared with his father for the Zoom hearing, spoke up to clarify that his father was sick and that the property had already been cleaned up. So, listen to the judge and what he's saying.
"My name is Burhanuddin Chowdhury.
We have a ticket from August 2nd, 2021. We're failing to keep the best walkway, sidewalk, or alley free of weeds, trees, or other nuisance vegetation. This is a first offense civil infraction. You can plead responsible with an explanation, or not responsible."
Explain what that. "I am a cancer patient, very old man. And I am a cancer patient. I was then very weak and very weak. And this time of rainy season, I cannot look after this thing."
"Be ashamed of yourself. If I could give you jail time on this, I would. The fine is $100 paid by February 1st. You've got to get that cleaned up. That is totally inappropriate."
"Oh, no, no.
Sorry, ma'am. Did you understand? We have to pay $100 by February?"
"No, ma'am. No, ma'am, I..."
"Oh, okay. Is it, ma'am, forgivable because my father is currently sick and we clean that after..."
"You see that photo?"
"Yes.
I am very sick, ma'am."
"That is shameful. Shameful. The neighbor should not have to look at that. You should be ashamed of yourself."
"Yes, I am sick."
So you hear her saying that he should be ashamed of himself. How in the world should he be ashamed of himself that he have lymph node cancer, which was diagnosed in 2019? You know, and his son usually helped him, but at the time, his son was out of the country. So you telling me that having cancer, which can kill you at any time is more important than keeping up a yard that, once this man dies, is going to still look the way it looked. As if you see the picture, you know, is weeds everywhere. It's going to look that way anyway. So she's worried more about this yard and what the neighbors are thinking than actually worrying about this man who is suffering from cancer, who can't keep up the yard, that he can actually die by even going out there trying to mow the yard. So the neighbor's going to come out and say, "Oh, the yard is so pretty," but this man done dropped dead, and she's a judge. Maybe sometimes I really think that certain people that's in authority shouldn't be in authority. Because I'm wondering, is the fact that he's from Bangladesh, could it be a racist thing? Because it's not a fear thing. There's nowhere in the world she would have told a 72-year-old Caucasian man that he should be ashamed, and she want to throw him in jail for not keeping up a yard and because he have cancer. She would have been more sympathetic with, oh, I'm sorry to hear that, sir. You know, maybe you can find someone you can pay to keep up the yard, or maybe one of your children could keep up the yard, or would have had some kind of compassion where she probably would have even said, maybe we can get someone to keep up the yard for you. So in this situation, this is really disgusting for a judge, a person in power, to do someone who's actually dying from cancer to say, you're disgusting, I should throw you in jail for some yard. Like, what do y'all think about this? Please comment at sv766752@gmail.com. You can also go to Sonya Vasquez 679 Twitter, Sonya Vasquez 679 Facebook, Sonya Vasquez 679 Pinterest. You can follow me at son.ia9795 Instagram. Go to these websites, www.avilo.com, www.instacart156. Thank you and much love.